Om Shanti, good evening, welcome everyone. This evening we have the special honor of spending an hour with Didi Mohini. And Mohini Didi, as you know, Didi means older sister, respected senior sister. Didi Mohini came to the Brahma Kumaris as a young woman and dedicated her life very early to godly service, and she has been serving. She actually came first in the Americas to the little city where I live, Halifax, and then moved on to New York and Toronto and Guyana, where service boomed. And so she has been holding the Brahma Kumaris' presence and a very powerful vibration in the Americas region for the last many, many years, and recently has become the administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris organization after our daddy Janki left her body. So we're very, very honored that she has agreed to be with us for this last hour. Tomorrow we will meet for a final meditation and some sharing, but tonight is kind of like the peak and the finale of the retreat. And she will share a message with us for about half an hour and then has agreed to guide us into a meditation experience. And then she's brought gifts for all of you. So you will get a chance to come on stage and receive a gift and a final blessing and a toli. So welcome, Mohini Didi, and thank you for being with us.
Om Shanti. This should be louder than the clap, right? Om Shanti. Little more, right? Om Shanti. I just came half an hour ago and hearing a lot of good news about what you all had been learning, experiencing, sharing. And I really feel that each one of you are very, very fortunate. Why? Why are you fortunate? You all are fortunate. How many of you feel you are fortunate? Wow, everyone. You are fortunate because you could reach Mount Abu. I know that you all have come from different countries, different distances, by flight, by train, by using bus, all kinds of transport. There are some, they would have planned and couldn't make it. But your plan worked and you could reach. So I call it fortune. Many of us, you know, I had been coming here for almost 60 years or so. 60. Because I came as a teenager when Brahma Baba was here. Since then, a student and a server had been coming regularly. Thought to learn meditation and thought to come for peace of mind is the need, inner need of the soul. At the right time, this feeling comes that I have everything in life, good career, good family, everything. But what is missing is how to be peaceful. Worldwide, there is a lot of talk about peace, peace in the world. As I was entering, one sister shared about recent war which began today or yesterday. She is from Israel and she is very concerned. And in the end, maybe for all those who are victims of some kind of violence, we will have few minutes of silence for them. So on one side there is so much of, I think, everything what begins in the mind. In United Nations we say wars begin in the minds of people. So peace must also begin with the minds of people, not just absence of conflict. We generally people think peace treaties and peace is. But we know that peace begins with the self. Actually, all what you have learned about meditation is a practice of two words. And those two words are, which are those two words? Om Shanti. I am a peaceful soul. When I heard this first time, I just rejected the thought, no way, I am not peaceful. But then I said, well, let me try. So wherever I went, anything I began, whether studying, talking, I just said, I am peaceful. And that innate quality start awakening. Nobody will say peace. Peacelessness, disturbance, anger, irritation, it comes. No one will say, yes, I am irritated, but that kind of attack comes. But I am peaceful. So in meditation, sitting quietly in silence, I connect my mind with my own eternal self. The qualities of eternal self. Because mind is very connected with everything, with people, material objects, anything, mind is connected. But mind is not connected with the self. And because of that, there is lack of power, lack of energy. So peace also is power, which you will experience when you will return from here. Peace is inner strength. So meditation generally the way the concept is, don't think. So lot of people, they don't want to practice meditation because they say, oh, I can never stop my thoughts. But here we learn that meditation is to think. But what to think? And through those thoughts, we go within. Not only we experience our innate self, the qualities, eternal ones. But also, you must have heard the powers. The power of mind increases. Whether it is concentration or stability. Concentration is within and stability in all situations. Whatever happens, you are very stable and unshakable. So the first quality is peace. And then second quality is love. Very simply, I am a loveful soul. So all kinds of whatever, if we are holding anything in mind, something had happened in relationship with someone, anything if we are holding which is hurting yourself, you just say, I am loveful and I love everyone because all are souls. So I am peaceful, I am loveful. And then the quality, you heard someone said they got so much to listen, so much knowledge, so many classes and so many sessions. So knowledge is called light, knowledge is might, and knowledge also is a virtue. We live in the world of knowledge, unlimited information. But that's very limited, and that's just for this world of matter, physical world. Whether it's chemistry, whether any kind of subject. But spiritual knowledge, knowledge of who am I, the truth. And it's so simple, right? It's so simple. You don't have to study a lot of books and then give exams and get degree. So ignorance is darkness and knowledge is light. You must have heard a lot about third eye, right? So some people think something is installed there or engraved in the center of forehead. But you all got third eye now. You are seeing not with two eyes. You are seeing with third eye. With two eyes we see the body, and with third eye we see what? Soul. It cannot be seen. That is why you need third eye, and that is through knowledge. But one of the important quality of eye as a soul is very pure. So I remind myself, I am a pure soul. All the peacelessness, all anger, whatever is there, is all impurity. We are so careful with pollutions, right? But now we become very clean. No pollution in the mind now. As soon as any negative thought comes, as soon as if it comes, change it. Positive thought means a thought of equality. If you get upset, say, no, I am peaceful. So it's like you immediately change a thought which is coming from a vice or negative. You change it and make it thought of a virtue, purity. And most important, is happiness and joy. How many of you are happy souls? Remain happy. Yeah? Happy souls. Joyful souls. So awakening my innate qualities, awakening my eternal qualities, so the vibrations are changing. Not only that, but when I am creating this awareness of who am I, my attitude changes. Attitude is something which is not visible but is very powerful. It's very subtle attitude. And then with attitude, how we look at everyone. You can experiment if someone has a lot of anger. And you just not necessarily look at that person, but send the vibrations. You are a peaceful soul. You are a peaceful soul. And see the changes. It's also a lot of protection. These days protection is a security is a big issue. So I remember once I just had learned meditation, or I am a peaceful soul. So I had a group of people. We were sitting in the train. I was alone. Young Baba, Brahma Baba, had invited me to come to Mount Abu. to do some program. So I knew that these people doesn't have really good intentions and vibrations. So I just keep saying, you all are very peaceful, you all are very loveful. And changes start happening. For self-protection, not only from negative vibrations, but could be anything. So it has, peace has a lot of power. Love has a lot of power. I know these days, most of the children, if you give them a choice between a flower and the gun, what will they choose? Gun. Because they believe that this is the power. Little children, I remember I experimented sometime. So this child said, oh, peace is boring. It's boring. So all the games they have are basically with guns. All the toys, most of the toys which are sold are some kind of violence connected. I remember one toy, it was in South America. So the company, the owner of the toys, I said, but why do you produce so much? All the toys have something connected with violence. I said, but that's what is sold most. Peaceful toys are not sold even. So how do we just create not peace only for the self, but our vibrations make others also peaceful? And one of the beautiful things that Brahma Baba, through Shiva Baba, got the vision of world of peace. And each one of us divine. So you are not only peaceful, but also divine. So these two images for your own self. I am peaceful and I am divine. Because purity is divinity, peace is part of divinity, love is part of divinity. So we call it original. That means when we began our journey, we all were divine. But gradually we lost it. And we are just reclaiming what we were. We are nothing new. We are just claiming what we were. Eternal Self. And original. Original is very divine. So when we sit, what we want to experience, you want to concentrate, you want to be in silence, but also, very important one, that I, as a soul, connect and come very close to one who is Supreme Soul. Also a soul, but supreme. Different names, God and Divine and Supreme Power, use different words. But when I came to know that He is parents for the soul, He is my Father. and details of who he is and what he does and what I have to do. I have to follow him. So you feel very close to one who is our most beloved. It's like you will feel that he is ocean, unlimited. He is the one who bestows. And I am just an image of that. God is, the human being is the image of God. And that's what I have to experience. So we will sit in meditation and we will take little, just short words. To experience your true self, pure self, yourself. So I suggest everyone sit little bit straight and it will help you, because thought and the breathing has deep connection. Sitting straight helps to have proper deep breathing. It's kind of natural pranayam, you know. Because even you say Om, you go in Shanti, that's what I am. And there is choice whether you sit with open eyes and look at point of light, or the person who is conducting meditation in the center of forehead. But if you are comfortable, whatever way you can. Just be very relaxed, but not to an extent that you sleep, because you could, because you are relaxed. No? In New York, many people after work, they come for meditation before going home, and some say we come here because that's the half an hour. Our sleep is best because there's no tension, no anxiety. Everything is so quiet. But no. We sit here to experience, to gain concentration, and to also experience silence. I will just speak few words. You can listen. If you want to use them, you repeat in your mind. If you just want to not necessarily follow that, that's your choice too. So we begin, and I prefer silence than music with it. move your all energy of the body. Relax every part of the body. And bring focus, concentration, within the center of forehead. That's where I, the soul, a point of light and point of energy, body is just a vehicle, instrument. I am a soul. A sparkling, point of light. I use the body, but I am separate from the body. I, the soul, see through the eyes. Listen through the ears. And speak through the mouth. But now I change my awareness from body conscious to soul conscious. In this awareness of soul conscious, I am a peaceful soul. I am peace, peaceful soul. I am a loveful soul. I am a pure soul. I play my part on this world drama stage with peace and love. As a soul, I know connect with one who is supreme. Unlimited. Bestower, like ocean, as the ocean, I as a point of light, image of peace, get merged in one who is ocean of love. Ocean of peace. I could feel unconditional love. From one who is supreme. As I keep receiving, through the vibrations, I share, I spread the vibrations of peace and love. From the eternal self, I start emerging my original self, that's of divinity, divine. So when I end my part in this drama, I reach to complete purity. So when I begin my journey, there is purity, divinity. Soul feels double light. is, I am light. And there is no burden. I am very light. Double light. So always remain double light. Holding the attitude of being thankful, gratitude. And the life of contentment. Extend God's love, peace to the every soul. And all other creation in the universe. So that there is peace in the world. Love and harmony. Om Shanti.